And welcome back to Building a Business Show. I'm Sandy Fagan. With me is Dr. Donna Cacioppo of Trusted Tech. Donna, what basic business support packages does Trusted Tech provide?
We actually have several maintenance programs, but our most basic package is what we call the Proactive Plan. And this is a monthly plan where we have one of our certified technicians go to your location to perform diagnostic checks to ensure that the equipment is working as expected. You know, just because everything seems to be running okay and without issues, it doesn't mean that everything is healthy and stable. So when we're there, in addition to doing the diagnostic checks, we will ensure that all updates are being applied. We'll ensure that your data backup solution is working properly by testing your restore functionality, as well as many other maintenance tasks. We want to prevent you from having downtime. If we find a problem with any of the equipment that we are performing these diagnostic checks on,
okay,
what we'll do is we'll take the computer offline when it's convenient for you and your business, and then fix the issue and put the computer back into production, all while avoiding unscheduled downtime. You know, we all know how frustrating it is when our computers unexpectedly crash, not to mention how it impacts the business and how much money we're losing because of our computers being down.
Besides the monthly support, are there other services?
Yes. We have something what we call Proactive Plus Plan.
Okay.
And that plan gives you everything that the Proactive Plan does, but it also gives you additional hours of support for troubleshooting should you have any problems arise during the month. And so that's a popular package that we have because you're not only being proactive with checking out your equipment every month and making sure everything is running fine, but you also have some extra time should you run into problems. You're getting that troubleshooting support at a discounted rate. And then we have our deluxe package, what we call Peace of Mind, and that package gives you up to a certain number of supported hours each month at a significantly discounted price. When you need service, you call us, and we come out and take care of your problems.
How many hours of support time do they get for the normal monthly plan?
You know, it all depends on how many PCs and how much equipment you have.
Right.
Because a certain number of hours may suffice one business, maybe a small home-based business, yet it may not properly support a larger company. So what we do is meet with the company and determine what we think would be the average amount of time that would be needed for the business based on the equipment that they have installed.
So it's really done on a case-by-case basis.
Yes, and if none of these particular packages meet your needs, we could always come out and, like I said, evaluate your specific situation and customize a unique package for you, because we want to be able to provide you with great technical support but at an affordable price.
Now, what if a company doesn't really think that they need a maintenance plan, but they want to try Trusted Tech, say, on a one-time basis to see if they like the service you're providing? Do you also have a one-time service call?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could come out, and if you're having a problem, we could check out the problem. We could set up equipment a certain way if you want something.
If somebody can do their own updates, you show them how to set up the
updates.
Absolutely,
absolutely. Or we could just come out and you know, do a diagnostic check to make sure everything is fine, so you have that peace of mind that your equipment is working well.
So there's all different types of plans, and it's just a question of what type of plan your business might need. We're going to take another quick break, but we're going to be back with more with Dr. Donna Cacioppo right after this. Welcome back to Building a Business Show. I'm Sandy Fagan with Dr. Donna Cacioppo of Trusted Tech. Donna, do you assist companies that need a website?
Absolutely. We help companies design complex websites, as well as assist with redesigning or enhancing existing sites. No website is too small or too large for us to work on. We recently worked on a website that included interaction with PayPal. It was actually a jewelry retailer, and you could purchase all your jewelry online. They're completely ecstatic with the website after it was completed.
If somebody already has a website and the people that were providing service for their website are no longer in business, can you help them? Does it depend upon the software that it was set up on? I mean, do you use WordPress at all?
We do some websites utilizing WordPress. That's more of the static websites if you're just presenting information to the viewer. But then we also develop websites in ASP.NET, and that's where we would have the it being integrated with PayPal, or if you want customized web pages that are tied in with databases. So we could handle any type of website that is requested, anything small, anything large.
So if somebody has a small WordPress website-based website, or WordPress-based website, you can help them even though it's already been established.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yes.
That's great to know, because I know that there are a lot of people that have come and gone, and they're no longer in business. And it's good to have somebody that can step in, because that could be a problem. I mean, if somebody's created a website and all of a sudden the people that have been maintaining it for them are no longer around, what is a company to do?
Right. You would be amazed how many calls we get under those circumstances. Well, so, yes, it's definitely we are definitely able to do that.
And do you assist with social media, or is that too much of a specialized field?
Yes, we can help companies in many ways, such as creating accounts and profiles for the various software networking services like Facebook and Twitter. We also partner with social media experts that will help you with your blogging and with your interactions in Twitter. They'll help you tweet. They'll maintain your account. So if we personally don't do it, we have, like I said earlier, we have partners that we work with locally that could assist with that as well.
What are some of the pros and cons of cloud technology?
That's a hot topic these days. Let me start out with sharing a few of the pros with you.
Sure.
So by storing your data on someone else's server, you obviously are avoiding the initial investment of the server, as well as installation of getting that server up and running. You're also saving on all maintenance costs. You don't have to have anybody on staff to manage and maintain your server. You don't need to have somebody come in and look at the server. You don't have to call. You don't have to have somebody on call all hours of the night in case the server goes down. So that's definitely one advantage of utilizing the cloud. Another one is, the hosting company or the cloud provider will most likely have significant funding to invest in a very large infrastructure. So they're probably going to have redundant hardware, which would most likely be in place, reducing the amount of downtime you have. So those are probably the two main benefits of utilizing cloud technology. But there are also cons associated with going on the cloud. And one of those disadvantages is loss of control. You are dependent on your cloud provider. So if the equipment goes down, you must wait for them to get the system back online. There's absolutely nothing you could do to prevent it from happening, nor is there anything that you could do to expedite resolution. You are completely relinquishing control over to the hosting company. Another concern that I would have with cloud computing is trusting that the hosting company has all the necessary security in place to protect your data. You know, you have to make sure that that is in place, because you're going to be held responsible for your data being properly protected. I've also heard some horror stories about trying to get your data back from the hosting companies once you decided to take that functionality in-house. So you want to make sure in your contract it states how they will handle giving you back your data. After all, data is a company's most important asset. You really need to assess the situation to see if cloud and computing is viable for you and your business. It works for some people, and other people it doesn't work for. So again, that's something that trusted tech could come in and help you determine if that is a viable solution for you and your business.
Yeah, I keep being told on my Mac that it's time for me to go to the cloud. They're doing away with Mobile Me. They've already done away with some of the other programs that they were offering. But I found that if I go to the cloud, the only email that will be forwarded is my Mac email. My regular email, and I have many, many different email accounts for building a business show, etc. Those emails would not be transported to the cloud. So I had to go out and buy a what they call My Passport, which is a little Mac backup. So I have an external hard drive that I back up my information to rather than go to the cloud.
Right, right. You know, my mom asked me the other day, Donna, should I use the cloud?
Right.
And for her, that probably makes sense because she's going to be storing pictures or her music or maybe some of her contacts. And her data is, I'm sure, very important to her, but probably people are not going to care whether they find out who her contacts are or see her pictures. So for her, it's viable. But if it's a business and you are dependent on having that data whenever you need it, and there's a concern that if somebody hacks into the systems and get access to that data, you may not want to utilize the cloud. Talking about backup solutions, you were saying you back up to a small external hard drive or portable hard drive. There are companies out there that do online backup. Carbonite is one.
Right, exactly.
And so they have it for the individual as well as businesses. And mind you, you pay based on how much data they're storing for you. So that's something to consider. When we go and meet with companies and they want to have a server solution in-house, we recommend that they obviously do backups of their server, but also to have backups online. And you want to create a combined solution so you are able to take advantage of the pros for each solution. If somebody comes in and breaks into your office and steals your portable hard drive, they have your data.
Right.
But if that's the only place you're backing up, you're in trouble. But if you're backing up on an external hard drive as well as online, then you could always go back to your online source and then bring it back into an external hard drive. So that's something to consider. And a lot of people want to cut corners and don't think that that's important. And they say, well, I'll just do one or the other. But you really need to step back and look at that. What would happen if you did not have access to your data? If it was destroyed, if it was stolen, whatever the reason is, if you don't have the data, what will happen to you?
You're making me rethink everything, and what I'm going to do now is create the redundant system by not only having my external hard drive backup, but I'm also going to go to the cloud, and I'll back up everything on the cloud as well. I guess it can't really hurt.
Right, right.
The cloud is actually, I think they don't even charge to go to the cloud.
Right.
It's the program that I had to put into my Mac, which allows me to go to the cloud, which they charge me for.
Right. So get you one way or another.
One way or the other they're going to get.
Right, right. And remember that statistic I shared with us earlier is that 7 out of 10 small businesses that lose majority of their data are out of business within a year.
That's amazing.
So, right.
That's a scary statistic. Could you tell our listeners about your two blog sites?
Oh, absolutely. Our blog sites are www.computerhelp.com. FL.com. Again, that's computerhelpfl.com. And our second blog site is www.howtomakemypcfaster.com. I'll repeat that one more time. howtomakemypcfaster.com. We post articles on those two blog sites regularly. Information that is not only considered helpful, but informative and interesting. Some of the topics that we include are synchronizing mobile devices to home and business networks. We have an article on there about setting up a home or small business server. We tell you guys about free software that you absolutely gotta have. We talk about cloud computing. We talk about all different types of topics within technology. So if you see a topic posted on our blog site, that means we have technical expertise in-house for that subject. And, I tell all my friends and family to check it out because it may get them out of a technical bind someday. You never know. There's a lot of how-to articles on there.
I would imagine that like most successful IT companies today, you're probably looking to hire people. What types of jobs might you currently have available?
Oh, yes, we always are looking for talented IT resources. Currently, we have desktop technicians that we're looking for, as well as server administrators. You can never have enough good technical people on staff, so we are always looking to hire good IT people.
Is Trusted Tech accepting applications
now? Oh. Absolutely, absolutely. There's a couple of ways. You could go on our website, which is trustedtech, that's T-E-K, www.ecoplanning.net, and it'll have the job descriptions. You could email us your resume to careers@trustedtech.net. That's TEK.net. That will allow us to review every resume along with each applicant's credentials. Now, mind you, our technicians must be certified or have a technical degree, but nowadays a lot of people have the certifications or a technical degree needed. So, yes, please forward us your resumes.
Okay. Jobs are available, folks. And you're in charge of the hiring?
Yes, I am.
All right. And how can applicants get in touch with you? What's your email address?
Mine is Donna C, as in cat, at trustedtech.net.
And that's trustedtech, TRUSTEDTEK.net. And what's the best phone number for people to reach you?
To contact me directly is 954-370-0206. But to contact our customer service line that you could call 24/7, that is 954-475-1999. I'd like to repeat the numbers again.
Sure.
My direct number is 954-370-0206. And our customer service phone number, which is answered 24/7, 365 days out of the year, 954-475-1999.
And every week I ask my guests the same question. What business tip would you give to an entrepreneur or a small business owner to help them succeed in this economy?
Use technology to your advantage. I would suggest that you leverage it to become more productive, to obtain a competitive edge, and to reduce expenses. By identifying and implementing the correct technical solution based on your personal business objectives and needs, you can generate a rapid return on investment. You know, IT projects do not have to be large in size or cost a significant amount of money in order to have a positive impact to your bottom line. Examples may include something as simple as tuning up your computers so that you could run faster, or installing new software to automate business critical processes. These changes and many more can help you streamline your business operations and make your company run more efficient and effective.